May 22nd will be judgment, the second day of Judgment Day. Well, we don't know what's going to happen to Family Radio on that first day, or to the banks or anybody else. We have no idea at all. But it's going to be horrible. It's going to be a horror story that we absolutely cannot conceive of. Millions of people will die on that day and every day thereafter. And this kind of conversation of what will we do the next day, that doesn't make, it's nonsense. It's utter nonsense, because it is going to happen. This is what the Bible teaches. We don't, this is not something where, there's a tiny, 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 tiny chance it might happen. It is going to happen.
The more you begin to investigate what we think we understand, where we came from, what we think we're doing, the more you begin to see we've been lied to. We've been lied to by every institution. What makes you think for 1 minute that the religious institution is the only one that's never been touched? The religious institutions of this world are at the bottom of the dirt. The religious institutions in this world are put there by the same people who gave you your government, your corrupt education, who set up your international banking cartels. Because our masters don't give a damn about you or your family. All they care about is what they have always cared about, and that's controlling the whole damn world. We have been misled away from the true and divine presence in the universe that men have called God. I don't know what God is, but I know what He isn't. And unless and until you are prepared to look at the whole truth, and wherever it may go, whoever it may lead to, if you want to look the other way, or if you want to play favorites, then somewhere along the line you're going to find out you're messing with divine justice. The more you educate yourself, the more you understand where things come from, the more obvious things become, and you begin to see lies everywhere. You have to know the truth and seek the truth, and the truth will set you free.
All systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Hello and welcome to the Jumble. Today is Friday, May 20th, 2011, and my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
Episode 496, the Friday night show, the super snazzy.
The last episode of the Jam Hole
before
the rise of Satan.
I return home to my father.
Or the last episode for you real strong believers.
So welcome. Only four more till that big fucking 500, which is either a large accomplishment or the biggest waste of my
time.
Life ever. Or possibly the second. Biggest.
What was the first?
Speaking of huge waste of time, you know what I did?
Wait,
what I started to do? What? YouTube movies for free. Ghostbusters. Who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters.
Hey, when all your neighbors are rising to the sky like ghosts, who are you going to call? Best theme song ever.
Fucking A, dude.
Free. I don't know how they swung that, but pretty sweet. I don't know how I feel about renting movies from YouTube.
It's kind of weird.
Like, the whole thing was free.
Is it, like, good quality stuff and, like, you get
it's
full screen and everything?
Fucking Ghostbusters. I don't know.
No, I mean, like, can you know... Is it good?
Oh, I believe Nollies has our second report of a rapturee. The Macho Man Randy Savage. Fuck, dude. Do you think, okay, so if you were God and you were about to bring a whole grip of fucking dumbass, smug, self-righteous, jerk-off people into your kingdom, like, you'd be like Chuck Norris or Randy the Macho Man fucking Savage? I don't know, I'm just saying.
You need to have them go out together, like sumo wrestler style, and they hit and then they just turn into dust, poof.
So does anyone live on the coast that it's midnight there? Has anyone?
I got
anyone
some numbers you could call some people that live on the coast.
Did they appreciate that? Or?
Oh, well, you know, one of them does it to me constantly, so I don't think it'd be that far of a stretch.
Is it weird that an 89-year-old man is, like, his ass is smeared all across my network, from Google News to my fucking Facebook to everything I've looked at so far? He's
the big thing right now, you know. Tonight and tomorrow is his time. That's his shit. That's all about him.
That's crazy too. I would expect the next big sweeping trend of the web to be like someone under 50 at least.
Well,
you know?
This is the thing that he predicted, and all these fucking people followed it and believe in it or whatever, so...
Do you think, though, that it's gotten this much play because everyone's making fun of it? Or because, like, Cassio? I get it. Cassio in the chat says, an 89-year-old man who predicted this in 94 and was wrong then. Mm-hmm. Like, it seems weird that he is getting this much attention, even though... Track record not so hot.
Well, look at religious track record in
caller,
general.
Caller, you're live on the Jam Hole. Give me your rapture report. Live. Do-do-do-do-do. Do-do. Are you okay?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, no.
Talk to me. What's going on?
Is there anybody out? Is anybody still alive?
We're here. We're set up. We're broadcasting. We may be the last ones. We don't know. There's people in the chat room. Where are you, sir?
I'm in the east coast of South Florida.
Are you on a ham?
I just saw some shit.
This is it, man. It's happening.
I saw some shit.
It's happening. Dude, he was right. He was fucking right. I am glad I was baptized. I'll tell you what. What happened?
I just ran down to the corner store, and gasoline is $4 a gallon.
Get the fuck out.
Seriously.
That is truly hell on earth.
It's that here, too.
Hell on earth.
But it's been that way.
Tell you what. So. Are you okay? Did you get any? Caller. Caller. No. Are you okay?
Yeah, no. I no.
Are all of your smug Prius driving friends ascending into the heavens right now?
Okay, look, man.
Look.
Here's what hit me. The thought hit me today.
Hit me.
I was driving to work, and I posted this earlier. I don't know if you saw it. Like, look, your clothes doesn't have a soul, right?
My clothes. I don't think so.
I mean, 100% cotton or poly. I don't know what you wear. Polyester, is that what you're sporting these days?
I think it's some sort of latex vinyl polyester hybrid, and it's bulletproof. And invisible.
Whatever it is, it doesn't have a soul, and it's not getting into heaven. So the day that comes that you're going to heaven, it's not coming with you. So therefore, heaven is full of a bunch of naked people.
Interesting. Now, could that possibly be the 72 virgins foretold in Muslim lore?
No, it's likely more having to do with the average age of death, which is about 65.
Ah.
And, the majority of the inhabitants of the earth are male, so it's a lot of old dick.
I'm getting a vision right now. I'm getting a vision. I'm seeing the biggest JCPenney / Goodwill store merger this planet has ever seen. Look out, China. We're coming for you.
Sounds like a hell of an IPO.
Fucking A. So... Is Jesus alive and well in Miami? I don't think there are any Christians there, are there?
No, this is the sinner's paradise.
Right. They're in Vegas, just like prostitutes and...
There's a lot of beach bums that look like
beach
Jesus.
Beach bums.
So that could be
They're here,
it.
But they believe whatever they want to believe. Like, they'll be like, yeah, I'm Christian, I'm Catholic, and then they'll believe, like, their own variation of whatever the hell they want.
Right. Yeah, so. Which is, the rules, the credentials are, whenever anyone asks, I say I'm religious, I never go to church, I never pray, never talk to God.
Right,
but,
if it profits
you know,
me in any way, yes, I believe in whatever you believe in. There you go.
If someone asks, I mean,
right.
I don't
what do you
be
believe in? What are you? Oh, okay, yeah, that's what I do too. Right.
So you got it.
That's kind of what I did when I owned a dildo store. I was like, yeah, I'm in marketing.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Marketing? What sector? Oh, the sector that's in between her legs. That sector, right up in there. Are there any people like out on the streets with signs foretelling of an end that may be nigh?
I'm not joking with you. I seriously wanted to go buy the old the fishing store. They have the guns there. I wanted to go buy a gun tonight. Because I was like, there's going to be some nutbag walking up and down my street. The other day when they had the Jesus, what is it called, when they resurrect Jesus, the whole like Easter thing?
Sure,
the
sure.
Good Friday. There was 100 people on like a block down across the street in some house just walking up and down the street just like basically re-resurrecting Jesus somehow. And I was like, oh, fuck, I got to get a gun.
There was a dude around here for a while that I would always see down just this random side road walking with a cross, like a big cross, just head hung, walking.
Huh.
Yeah. Crazy people.
That's odd.
So are you, You got your bomb shelter all lined up and everything, or what?
Well, then I Wikipedia'd it, and I figured I had till 6 p.m.
Is that what the...
I was like, oh, good, I have till 6 p.m. But then I realized, hey, the Earth rotates, and it's already 6 p.m. somewhere, so...
That's interesting that God would set a time that probably didn't even exist back in that day. Like, did they have 6 p.m.?
Well,
they're like, man,
is it 6
I'm
PM?
Beat. It's beer
okay,
30.
Think about it this way. Is it 6 p.m. in, what is it, Jerusalem or whatever? You know, where he was at. So go
right.
by his time,
Do we have an established starting point?
I would assume.
I think we do. If we listen to broadcast media, it's Eastern Standard unless said otherwise.
Eastern
Standard? So they say Mountain or
Standard?
Pacific.
Huh.
Yes.
Interesting.
And it should be
Standard
happening.
Takes priority.
Well, I should hope so. You guys were first.
Hmm.
You and your 13 little colonies.
So maybe we won't get to see it yet.
Well, it'll be like the wave. Like if you were on the space station right now, the world would be doing the wave. It would be crazy, except for Africa, because they all died from AIDS like 5 years ago. I blame the Pope, funny enough.
Oh, huh. Okay.
Will the Pope be raptured? What do you think?
Nay.
Nay?
Nay.
What do you think?
Talking
to the caller. What do you think?
He'll be hanging out a week from now going, what happened? Where is everybody? What happened?
What happened?
What happened?
Do you want to throw any suicide number predictions out there?
That's actually an interesting question. Did you see all the crazy people giving away all their money and killing themselves?
I heard that some people had budgeted out the rest of what they actually had, like their savings, everything, perfectly so that tomorrow they were completely broke, which is kind of reminiscent of how a suicide group thing starts, you know?
I'll tell you how that would work for me. That would be 100% of everything I have and Vegas.
Vegas?
Yeah, that calculation will work out perfectly.
So if you win, you're set, but if not, then you actually have to kill yourself. It's interesting.
No, I'm not even trying to win. I'm just trying to spend everything I have in Vegas.
Oh,
you know
I see.
You know what I think it's going to kind of end up like? The Halley's Comet thing. They don't want to get left behind. They don't want to miss the rapture, so let's just go out like
and
that.
And honestly, if you've seen, there's some YouTube videos I was watching earlier, but this guy, I'm not fucking kidding, like, he looks like the Crypt Keeper when he's talking. So I think maybe God was like, you're going to die May 21st, 2011.
Right.
He's old, hard of hearing. He said, huh? The end is nigh May 21st, 2000? Okay. 6 p.m.?
And like he has
is that
much
what
to,
your sundial
like
said?
Like he has much to live for anyway. If it doesn't happen, I don't think he's going to care if he kills himself or not.
May? Mm-hmm. I mean, well, we're talking...
When do we develop a whole, sector of people that just are hoping for the end of the world? Like, what the fuck is that about?
We have. It's called call centers. Boom. Boom. No, but it's interesting. Some people, they'll get shaken to the very core tomorrow. And this
well, I'm
man...
Gonna go buy a gun. So all right. I'll meet you guys somewhere in the middle of the United States.
Word. We're all going to Alaska. We're going to say hi to Josh, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, because zombies freeze in the cold, right?
That's what I read in World War Z is exactly how it happens. And then for years later, they're constantly thawing out and a threat. All right, well, go get a gun.
Global warming, stuff.
Go get a gun, and if you see any more people floating up to the sky, call us.
All right, guys, see
ya. All right, holla back. Holla back.
Maybe try to shoot him down. Be like,
how was that call quality? Thank you, Skype. They're amazing. Amazing. Gas, so expensive. So I have, call this proof, call this just another prophecy.
Okay.
When absolutely dick four happens on this weekend.
Okay.
Harold Camping is going to say that, yes, thank you, Lord, God has obviously heard all of the prayers and seen the repentance of the people in the world, and in his mercy has postponed judgment, moving the goalpost all the way back to the fucking future. Thank you, Harold. Is that weird that you have your cop-out statement prefab?
Yeah, it is kind of,
like, Burger King, my way, here it is.
That is kind of,
And
cheap.
Then, does he take full credit for directing all of those prayers? Like, Harold, you're the one man who hears God. Because no one else does, dude.
I think he has dementia. Just saying. Maybe.
Justin Van Light Green says, as an internet-ordained minister, I feel I have favor in the eyes of the Creator. Even though I don't chip in on his PayPal account.
Oh, that's not nice.
God has a PayPal account. It's at thejamhole.com/donate. If you want to buy your way into the rapture, we're going to have a Jamhole rapture lottery. Check this out.
You want to buy your wings? thejamhole.com/donate.
I want to show you something. Camera one, thejamhole.com/live. Two cameras right here. Camera one. This is authentic, 100% pure Catholic holy water.
Can we do on-the-fly
now
baptisms?
Yes.
For a price?
Yes.
Oh, man.
There's not much left.
Get it while
as
it
you,
lasts.
As you can see.
Oh, man.
We've drank it. We've taken shots. We've baptized the cat.
I have not touched that, thank
and it's
proverbial
felt, it's,
God.
It's been kicked over a couple times.
I'm afraid to touch it. I feel I burn.
This is your ticket to be raptured.
I'd rather hang out.
No, I'm not talking to you. You're not going anywhere.
I'm just saying, I'd rather hang out and watch what happens afterwards. There's going to be some nice empty houses.
If you want to go to heaven, you give us money, and then we'll send you 1 cc of holy water. Guaranteed feces free. Okay? What you do is inject that into your penis hole. Okay? And we'll have a nice, easy-to-follow how-to video on thejamhole.com/YouTube right there for you. And you'll instantly start being
to
raptured.
To float to the heavens or what?
Oh, can I share a little tidbit of audio with you?
Is there even a this group of people that awesome. Believe in that here in this valley? Because I haven't seen anyone or like signs
I don't know.
Or
I haven't
heard
seen
anything.
Any church signs that are like, "Hey, we're with you, Harold. God
yeah,
bless."
Yeah, like I haven't seen any of that here. So I wonder if I don't know.
Always 420 says, "I got some holy water squirting out of my ass from food poisoning at McDonald's." I'll tell you what, fuck, dude, I hear you. I hear you. All right, check this shit out. This is the man himself, the Crypt Keeper. HBO's Demon Fucking Night. Harold.
Alrighty.
Harold Camping.
May 22nd will be judgment, the second day of Judgment Day.
Oh, I pooped my pants. Oh, yes, 406 caller, you're live on the Jam Hole Rapture Report. What's up?
What is up, my brother?
What is up with you?
You know who this is.
I'm going to guess Adam.
No, this is Lyrical.
Oh, fuck. You sounded like Adam. Maybe you were pressing play.
Adam Langer?
Yeah, maybe you were pressing play. I don't know. What's up, Sean? Are you being raptured?
Wait, if I sounded like Adam, does that mean I had suicide and sadness in my voice?
Whoa. Because you just got married? Oh, man. How you doing?
Actually, didn't he just break up with his girl?
Probably. Let's enough about him. Hey, how are you doing?
I am good.
Are you currently ascending into the heavens?
Am I what?
Are you currently ascending into the heavens?
You know, I got pretty high, but I'm not ascending yet, so I don't know.
Okay. Did your religion not include the fine print about that?
You know, I don't know, but I do know this. I know Randy the Macho Man Savage died today, so
yeah.
I think that was he's the first one to be raptured.
Yeah, we mentioned that. We also mentioned why, that, you know, God needs a bodyguard. That's all it is.
No, no rapturing going on here yet.
It's his usher.
That's right.
It's like, this way, people.
They're
one
like, look,
straight,
it's
single file line, please.
It's not Paul at the pearly gates. Is that the fucking Macho Man?
Right.
Holy shit, I want to snap into a Slim Jim all of a sudden. Fuck. So, I was going to say
That's
something.
That's the wrong guy, just saying.
What?
Snap into a Slim Jim?
Yeah, that was the Randy the Macho Man, dude. Just shh.
That's right. Now he's snapping
trust.
Slim Jims with
Jesus. I thought it was the guy with the yellow shit, the old wrestler. With
no,
the whole,
just,
I can't remember.
Digging a hole. Just, it's okay.
There was another one with him.
No, dude.
Fine.
Okay.
Do you guys see any rapturing, any cars crashing, any airplanes crashing, any anything like that going on?
Nothing yet.
We've had reports in Florida so far. Because they're, you know, on the East Coast. But here, so far, nothing so far. But I'm ready. I'll tell you what. Been saying my Hail Marys. I'm ready.
I don't know if Catholics make it into heaven anymore.
The ones that have money, they can afford to. Or the ones that buy jam whole holy water from me, they also can.
Right.
What about the ones that molest children, i.e. the priesthood?
Yeah, pretty sure they get an auto entry just for being a preacher. Pretty much free reign. I think that was the whole...
They repent like every day, so it's like a new slate every time.
That was the whole infinite sorry amendment to the heaven constitution. Right.
Is that kind of like they go up there and they're, I'm with the band sort of deal?
Exactly. Now, we were kind of talking, do you think this is the greatest social media fiasco stunt of all time? An 89-year-old man on the news everywhere right now? Like, eyes on him. If I was him, I'd blow my fucking brains out. And just blow everyone's mind. Devil horns. Boom! Could you imagine?
I think only the most boring people are going to get raptured, because then if this does happen, that means we get to hang out and watch the fucking apocalypse go down.
Yeah, that's where I'm at, dude. I'm like, dude, I want to watch this, dude. The rise of Satan and shit. Awesome.
And some of us maybe even participate in it.
Yeah.
We get front row fucking seats.
Nolly's Undead says, that old man just trolled the world. Is it a planetary Rickroll? Boom. I said you were all going to be raptured. Boom. I totally made that up. You're all fucking stupid. Boom. So much money.
We should make t-shirts that said, I survived the rapture.
And all I got was a stupid shirt. I had to go bankrupt.
Next jam hole, you need to have t-shirts that say, I survived the rapture, and all I got was a stupid t-shirt.
I'm kind of thinking of changing my rap name to Rapture. I don't know. I'm still working out the logistics.
Don't do that, please. God.
Awesome. So,
guys, I just thought I would check in and let you know I haven't been raptured, so.
Well, all right. We expect nothing less, and I'm glad to see that you're still alive after your, what would you call that? A journey, a blind wander through the coast?
Spiritual quest?
My spiritual pilgrimage.
Do you want to tell everyone about that real quick?
You know, I want to come on the show and do it sometime.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie, my phone I have right now is kind of shitty, so I'm having trouble keeping up with what you guys are saying.
Okay, I didn't want
to. I definitely have a lot to tell.
Well, I can't wait to listen to
it.
Oh, I have stories galore, man. We basically got treated like a bunch of immigrant workers. Like, we rode around in the back of a U-Haul with the sound equipment. And the
Are you serious? That's awesome.
I have footage. We'll get together, and I need your help editing this and do a little video for our fucking viewers.
I can't wait.
Be
Matt giving updates.
I can't wait.
Wonderful. One more thing he has to do. He complains about to me later.
Hey, not even complaining. I'm going to have all the time in the
not
world
yet.
Once there's half as many fucking people here.
No, my day's going to be filled when they're gone. I'm going to be out house hunting, trying to get those fucking cars that are abandoned. And
awesome.
Yeah.
I can tell you this much. It's going to be a hell of a lot easier to get laid because the only women that will be left are the loose ones.
The rapture followed by the great rupture.
The sinners.
Oh, I can't wait.
All the prudes went to heaven and we get left with all the 2 a.m. booty call girls.
Funny, though, there's no more herpes on the planet. Weird. Thanks, God. Think about it.
Well, hey, man. If I start to feel myself ascending into heavenly light, I will call and let you know.
You fucking better.
I will tell you this. My mother is an extreme Christian, so if she disappears sometime tonight, I'm staying at their house right now. I will call you first thing.
We should call. I want to call my mom and just pretend like I'm so worried. Like, oh my God, I can't believe you're still there.
But are
I just wanted to
them,
say goodbye.
Are any of them the right kind of Christian? There's only one right kind of Christian.
The right
okay.
kind.
Ow, shit. That hurt.
That was
God.
She's the kind that doesn't believe in child molestation, selling their daughters.
Well,
there goes
the hell the Jehovah's do.
There goes the Catholics, the Mormons, and the Johos. We'll narrow it down. Alright, are you still making rap music, or did you give up?
You haven't seen his Facebook, for fuck's sakes? Jesus.
I have. It's like 10 different copies of the same fucking song.
He just posted another video today about some sneak peek about some whatever song about war.
I'm done with just the tip. I want the whole dick. What are you doing?
Well, you know what? Pretty soon...
You're dick teasing.
My 16-track dick is gonna fuck your ear pussy, and you're gonna love it.
Well, when that happens, I'll reciprocate with my 18 to 20-track cock.
Just had to overdo me there, didn't you?
All right. Well, I'm glad you called, and I'm glad you're back safe, and we can't wait to have you here on Threesome Watch.
Sure,
2011.
I wish I would have been able to make the show tonight, man, but I just bad timing.
Hey, it's the rapture, all right? There is no timing. It's fine. Like a thief in the night.
Well, hopefully, if things work out and all the boring people get raptured, we can, you know, we'll have some better shows. And
tell you what.
I think we'll have better or worse stuff to talk about.
Party time. I love you, Sean.
All right, guys. Well, I
okay.
love you,
Thank
too.
Thank you. Sean Cubbery.
Bye, Sean.
That call gonna say fair. It wasn't poor, but it wasn't good. It was
I don't think that was Skype. I think that was our friend's phone. So,
you want to thank me now or thank me later? Because I am the one that talked to God, and he heard the prayers. Just want to let you know.
Oh, yeah?
He's seen the repentance. That is so amazing, because everyone is, like, completely not... Like, if you talk to God, he would be like, yeah, we actually did the rapture, like, 10 years ago. People
fucking
suck.
Maybe that's what dementia is. It's your straight, direct connect pipeline to God.
Okay. I want to take this hypothetical. I want to pitch it this way.
All right.
If I was an alien,
uh-huh.
would this be the perfect time to come to Earth and be like, God's here, what's up, bitches?
Dude, that would be awesome. Drop my Stargate. Like, you know, right here. I am God, I created you, and you were my science fair project, and I lost, so I'm going to eradicate all of you. That's your rapture. Boom, done.
They would totally worship you. That'd be weird that the alien was just chilling, like, watching. He's like, there it is, perfect. The rapture. I'll go in by shadow cover of the rapture. This 89-year-old man hide in the clouds. Huh? Just start taking people. With invisibility on, so it really looked like it. And then people would be like, oh, shit.
Oh, man.
Oh, fuck. Could you imagine? Dude, and then I'd be like, April Fools, boom.
You know, I actually hope that it does happen, the rapture. I really do.
That would make for a much more... It would be something more to look forward to, I guess, because then you'd be like, oh, well, there is a heaven, okay.
Because my friends are still going to be here.
Really?
The people I care about are probably still going to be here. And everyone I don't give a shit about and probably the people I don't like at all are going to be gone.
Is that weird that
they're
all... And I
get all their stuff.
Like the ones that are supposedly being watched 24/7. Like they're the biggest bags of dicks ever.
Absolutely, dude. It's...
Why?
It like comes with it. It's like the ability...
Why?
It's like the ability of guilt trips is embedded... In women, it comes with a vagina. Okay?
Like, I made my son die for you,
so the
what
ability
do you?
To be a dick comes hand in hand with faith.
You're a faithful dick.
Yeah, that's just how
dick.
It is. Once you have your faith and you are set in your ways, you believe that you are one step up from the rest of the population. You are better than everyone, and you want to show them how to do it.
You know who may actually be raptured tomorrow besides 89-year-old Crypt Keeper Harold Camping?
Who?
The man who ate his 25,000th Big Mac.
Oh, my God.
He ate it just 39 years after he ate his first. So
I know how to make those. That's disgusting.
He eats his first Big Mac. And in 39 years, he ate 25,000 of them. So 24,999.
Mm-hmm.
How many Big Macs is that a day? Are we talking like, is that a 2-Mac-a-day habit?
I have no
like
idea.
Like, what is... Those aren't even good. Like, what are you eating? It's a cardboard with rubber lettuce.
He should be dead by now, though. But are you eating the fries and all that stupid shit with it?
If you
or
die,
just the Big Mac.
If you die from eating McDonald's, is that like Ronald McDonald raptures you? Like you go up to the Ronald McDonald house with all the other...
He's standing there with a liposuction machine.
Not so lucky. That'd be awesome.
Ronald,
you're the
dude.
Best.
Dude, how could you do that? And they were so much different like 39 years ago than they are now. It's... I bet you that's what happened. He started out eating one Big Mac a day back then, and now he's up to like 3 a day now because they cut down the fucking size and quantity of them.
Eat 365 Macs a day.
Probably.
For a year.
Something like that.
Fuck, dude. He ate... That's quite a bit of... It's a few Macs. Just... Do you think he was a big fat or is? I mean, he's still alive.
He's probably got artery clogging problems.
He's still eating Big Macs. All right.
That's not good.
Do you know who else is preparing for the impending doom?
Who?
You know who's got jokes? Who's got jokes all of the sudden? No, it's not us. Trust me. Who's got jokes all of a sudden?
Who?
The CDC.
What are they
saying? C-walking with the D to the C.
All right.
They got jokes. They say, hey, public. Hey, idiots. Did I say... I'm sorry. I said public. Hey, public. Are you prepared for the impending zombie invasion? Don't worry. We're just the CDC. No, for real, though. It's fine. Hey, who owns UmbrellaCorps.com? Oh, look. It's the CDC.
Oh, hey.
That's the question posed by the CDC, who is actually currently working on... said zombie virus.
Why would you work?
They're like, are you ready? Because we're almost ready.
And we're going to have the only antidote.
Are you prepared?
It costs a shit ton.
Because we're ready. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I got my, you know, my zombie survival guide, so.
So in a Monday blog post, they say it was titled Preparedness 101, Zombie Apocalypse, followed by Preparedness 102, The Rapture. And it's actually the raptor. Like when we're done making the zombie virus, we're going to work on bringing raptors back because they're just awesome creatures. Raptor.
We're going to use them as pets. Don't bring those back.
Can you imagine instead of the cat if we had a little raptor?
Do you remember Jurassic Park? Come on.
Like on the fucking sink and I'm like, raptor!
Do you remember the noise make? No, the annoying screechy noise.
Oh, man.
And then like that stupid, like almost seagull choking on a lizard.
Coming up on this fat beat, Matt Lee featuring Raptor.
Can you imagine those things running around making that noise all the time?
Could you imagine me getting pulled by those things on my longboard just going like,
fuck. I don't think you could train those, but okay.
I could train those.
No.
You just got to be firm.
It'd be like training a tiger. It's going to turn around and bite you eventually.
You got to be firm.
And then you're going to feel bad because you think you did something to make it mad.
You got to be firm, then you got to pee on it.
It's my fault. I'm sorry. It's okay. I lost a leg, but it's my fault.
Can you toilet train those?
Don't kill the animal.
Is that possible?
A raptor?
A raptor. A toilet trained raptor.
I'm going to say no.
MC Raptor.
Like litter box train.
God.
They're big.
I would like to see it fight like the cat and the rabbits. Oh, that'd be awesome.
I think the raptor
all right, so
would win.
CDC, they say, quote, there are all kinds of emergencies out there that we can prepare for. There's all sorts of stuff that we can say as part of our job. What else can we possibly protect all of you idiots, I mean the public, from? Take a zombie apocalypse, for example. Okay, thanks, CDC, I will. That's right, I said ZOMBIEAPOCALYPSE. In case you wanted to Google that and didn't know how to spell zombie apocalypse, because you're dumb, I mean the public. Okay? You may laugh now. You may not. But when it happens, you'll be happy you read this, or listen to Matt
I'll still
read
be
this.
Laughing.
You'll be happy you heard Matt read this and make fun of it. And hey, you may even learn a thing or two. Isn't that what the fucking zombie survival guide written by Max Brooks says also?
Kind of, but more...
You'll be glad you read this.
More nicely worded.
Well, right. I mean, he's no Fox News writer, but...
Right.
It's the CDC.
And,
First of all...
He goes in detail about it. Sounds like it could be real sometimes.
I'm glad that this is what our Assistant Surgeon General, Ali Khan, was working on. He wrote the post, instructs readers how to prepare for flesh-eating zombies, much like how they appeared in Hollywood hits like Night of the Living Dead and video games like Resident Evil. Perhaps? Is that weird that they're... It's almost like they're like, get prepared because the next game... is so real, you're gonna wish you had a survival kit. Boom! Extreme Zombie 360 3D.
You know, I wonder if...
with the rapture.
No, I guess that's... I was thinking, like, if, like, you know, with world tragedies and crap, like, when they're predicted beforehand, everybody goes and rushes and, like, raids everything in fucking Walmarts and all that crap.
Mm-hmm. All that
I was
crap.
Thinking if maybe there was a boost in that, but I thought for a minute, and I'm like, wait... You can't take worldly possessions with you, and if you actually believe that,
but
then
you can
would
go
buy into that.
You can steal a car and wreck the shit out of it on the way there.
Mm? Yeah, I bet
you could
people
drive it angry.
Are doing a lot of dumb shit tonight.
Do you think tonight people are coming clean like, honey, I know I'm supposed to go to heaven guilt-free, so I need you to sit down for a minute. Got a list here. First, 1964. The night we got married, when I went to the bathroom, I had a prostitute in there. Second, also in 1964, also the night of our... Could you imagine, like, people just coming clean and getting knocked the fuck out by their irate significant
Probably,
other?
Or going out and blowing all their life savings on things that they wanted to do, you know, like, things they wanted to do before they left this life and shit, like, just, man, dude.
Manzies, dudes. Dudes.
Could you imagine? Man. It's like when you go to the doctor and they tell you you're going to die of cancer and you've got, you know, fucking 3 months to live, and then they find out it was the fucking
That wasn't screen, yours.
The lens on the damn CT scan was fucking, had a splotch on it. Like, that was...
Tomato, tomato. I guess it does matter when you're talking last names. Our bad.
I think it was something I watched. I think it was House. But, yeah, he told somebody that, and then the guy came in, and he was going to tell him, hey, you know, you're not dying, you're going to live, and it was actually something else. The guy sued the doctor because he went out and spent so much of his money doing all this shit he wanted to do, and now he was just fucked. He sued the guy for, like, everything he was worth. It was pretty funny. He's like, I gave you your life back. He's like, I actually made you live your life, and then I gave... What the hell, huh?
I did kind of rapture you, in a way. Awesome.
Eh.
Nelly Zendead says, honey, I fucked your sister. And your brother.
Every
and your
day
mom,
since our marriage.
And your dad.
Right.
And the maid.
And, you know,
and
our daughter.
And our daughter's teacher. And our daughter. It was a weird threesome. It's fine. Fletchbag says, according to a friend, according to the rules of the rapture... One thing that prevents you from being sucked up into the heavens by God's grand tractor beam, if you've ever read a book on Sunday, you can't go. My question, does the Bible count? I'm going to go ahead and say, based on previous religious hypocrisies, I'm going to say absolutely yes. And that's God being like, gotcha! I said don't eat that tree fruit. Told ya. It's awesome.
Religion is so contradictive with itself. It's
and then
so
we
funny.
Have the CDC telling us that the zombie apocalypse is going to happen just like in Night of the Living Dead or Resident Evil or Fallout or whatever.
See,
it's going to be more like Hills Have Eyes because people are going to rape.
Yeah.
Like, okay, you, in a world... governed by the laws of magic and silly fairy tales, you're going to be raptured. No ifs, ands, or buts. You're fine. You're a Christian. Everyone in the world is. Because we've had proof of God's existence. More than just people being like, oh, pay me money and you'll go. Like, we have proof. We know. What do you spend your last, what, like, I'm going to say God is an awesome God, so he gives us at least, let's say, 48 hours. The last 48. If you were being kidnapped and you weren't found before this time was up, it'd be a lost cause. What do you do? Do you just fuck?
Do you do drugs and fuck?
Do you do drugs, fuck,
and... You would do whatever you love
doing.
Do
you revert to the bucket list? Do you sit here and podcast until you float away?
No.
What do you do?
I would probably fish and do a lot of drugs while fishing.
Drugs? A lot of drugs, huh?
Drugs and fishing.
That's weird.
Steal a yacht.
Really?
A really awesome party yacht and go out.
I would
deep sea fish.
Take a dump.
Drugs.
I would take a dump. I don't want to, like, ascend with, you know, shitty pants. Duh. Like, what's that smell? Oh, wait, your clothes don't go with you. That's fine.
You should probably eat something because, you know.
I'm glad this...
I don't think you need to eat in heaven, so...
Do you do that? He's going to need a lot of toilets. Do you think he's been preparing... I don't think you know quite what you're getting into.
Well, if worldly possessions are left behind when you ascend...
Oh, shit. Dr. Brandano, spoiler alert, the rapture could be real. What do you mean could be? It is. He says, I'm in the UK at 7 a.m. and there's nobody around.
Probably because they're not awake. Sorry.
Whoa. That's for real. Is this a country-specific rapture? Like, no, the U.S., you're not till 2012. It's the U.K. You guys are tonight. tomorrow.
I really think it should go by the time right now. Of, you know, in Jerusalem. That's that should be the overall time.
Well, it's 11:48. It's 11:48. Okay. When it hits midnight here, we will go outside.
Okay.
We're going to come back in. Going to tell you exactly what we found.
Got a nice little...
I fucking hope.
Out in the field research.
This is just a Montana rapture, okay?
Right, right.
It's just for us. It's fun.
I don't think anyone up here is going to rapture.
I think that's awesome that the CDC is telling us how to stock a zombie apocalypse kit. I guess I kind of get the point, like, if you look at it seriously, that it you would stock the same basic things for that as for any emergency, I guess. Maybe the Lobo, but some weapons. You wouldn't need that many, but it gets the people into it, I guess.
So...
do they know something we don't? Is
have they named their virus yet? Because...
Umbrella.
No, it's got to be Solarium.
Solarium.
Yeah.
That's they have named it. It's called Prozac.
Oh.
Welcome to hell.
I hated that stuff.
We have the Catholic Church coming clean a little bit.
All right.
We're going to point the finger finally, okay?
I've been pointing my finger for a while.
Right, but it's been at them. Now, the time has come for them to point the finger. And when the Catholic Church points the finger... that's God's finger they're pointing. It's like the bat signal.
All right.
God's like, what? What do you want me to look at? Those motherfuckers. It's their fault. They're going to point the finger and blame 1960s permissiveness for the rise in sexual abuse. You're sure that's... you want to... hey, God... I'm pointing my finger. What is that? It looks all tie-dyed and day-glowed. Oh, that's 1960s permissiveness. Yeah, it's their fault. It's fault.
What?
It's 1960s.
It's not your...
check it. I know exactly why. Because all of that permissiveness led to people having sex, and all of that sex... see where I'm going with this?
Mm-hmm.
Led to babies, and all of those babies eventually turned into altar boys and girls that then got
sexually abused. It has nothing to do with the Catholics' private all-girls schools where they make them wear short plaid miniskirt things and button up white t-shirts.
Come on. Get out of here.
And how they are the object of passion for a lot of porn videos.
Less than five, this report claims that less than 5% of abusive priests were pedophiles, as critics accuse it of garbage in, garbage out exoneration. Can a priest be a pedophile? Can a pedophile be a priest? Touche.
Maybe.
I think that's interesting that you're blaming it on a 60-year-old idea of free love and openness. You're like, wow. You're all getting raptured. Fuck it.
Dude.
What?
Do you remember the movie Vendetta?
Yes.
Or V?
Yes.
This is V for Vendetta. And yes. That, the priest guy, you know, wanted a young, confidant.
I'll tell you what.
And what did she look like when she went in there?
Sexual animosity.
Like a Catholic schoolgirl.
Like my whore's wet dream.
But that's what the priest wanted an underage confidant, whatever.
Right.
In Catholic schoolgirl clothes.
It's so weird. I blame these kids that stop aging. Ever since I got my job, like, you're all 12. I don't get it. Thank you, God. Raptured.
I thought, you know, the vampires were told they weren't supposed to turn
weird
that young.
Yeah. Whoa.
Don't you remember Interview with a Vampire? Come
on.
A 30-something-year-old, 12-year-old, not cool.
You just want that to keep growing back every fucking
God,
time?
God, how much would that suck?
Are you going to cry every time? You
how
not
much would that suck? You try to cut your
get
hair.
Get used to it. I have...
God, I get some. That would suck.
So this investigation, in quotes, is commissioned by Catholic bishops. They said that the peak incidence of sexual abuse by priests in the 60s and 70s reflected the increased level of other deviant behaviors in American society in the period, including, quote, drug use and crime. The two things, funny enough, you described doing if we were really going to get raptured. If you had 48 hours to live, drug use, crime, boom. Researchers at the John Jay College of Criminal Justice said most of the abusive priests were ordained in the 40s and 50s and were not properly trained to confront the social upheavals of the 60s.
It's because that guy discovered LSD back
You
then.
Dropped that dose, man. I'll tell you what, your whole world is in upheaval. Just fucking... Bah!
Maybe that's what it was.
Whoa.
You found out LSD, and they're like, man. Oh, God.
And then they figured out how fucking intense it was to fuck on LSD. And wow. That is a recipe for zombie apocalypse.
I would love a zombie apocalypse. Just saying. I look forward to that.
I know.
I am prepared. I am well beyond prepared.
Nolly Zendad says, do you really need training to not fuck kids? I mean,
some people.
Man, like, I just, fuck. I don't want, I just don't know how. Like, all I know is just, like, that's all I know. I wish someone would show me how not to do that.
Well, what about...
Like, I just feel like I gotta just get up in there.
What about those people that, you show know, me. Always chase cougars, older people? Shit like that.
Just gotta show
got a
me.
Fetish for old people.
Someone showed them how to get up in there and they...
No. Like, you know, some people just don't find their age of people attractive and they go after the wrinkly ones. Maybe it's the other way around.
They're self-delused into a level of maturity.
They probably got raped by their fucking grandparents.
Only their Xbox friends.
Yeah. Weird.
Take
I don't know.
Parted. I don't know.
It's something weird. It's not like the gay gene. Okay,
nah,
I'm not gonna say that.
The gay gene.
Right. I was born like this.
The researchers added that their vow of celibacy did not make priests any more likely to become sex offenders, nor was homosexuality to blame, as the victims were of both genders. Dudes and chicks, equal opportunity. It's fine. It's fine. 48 hours to live. What are you doing? I'm gonna take that training class on how not to fuck kids. Just throwing it out there.
I'm gonna steal a yacht, fish, and do blow.
I'm all about self improvement.
I'm gonna do a lot of stuff.
The Survivors Network of those abused by priests dismissed the report as garbage in, garbage out, because the bishop's providing much of the funding for the report. That's true. You can't get too much worth out of a report commissioned by BP about the ferociousness of that disaster, because they paid them. Like, that's a conflict of interest.
Right.
So, well, that's kind of what happened. You commission the Catholic Church is like, hey, you know what we need right now? It's the day before the rapture.
Right.
You know what we need right now? We need a good story. We need a good study that says we only did that because of the 1960s permissiveness, because of your whorish ways. Can't hold us responsible
That's
for
not
that.
Cool. That's just a
3 minutes.
I'm sorry.
3 minutes until utter and pure
so should
disappointment.
Should we?
Pure disappointment.
Break and go out and watch?
I kind of want to. Let's.
Or should we rapture or keep going and
do
wait
you
for
wanna
reports
bust a rapture?
To roll in?
Do you want to?
No, not really. I don't want to bust a rapture. Thanks.
I have a report of someone who also got raptured. This was a few days ago. This man, he's positive. He's HIV positive.
Right.
I'm not joking.
Okay.
He actually accused... he's accused of exposing his...
Penis.
Blank.
Genitalia.
His mother.
Damn it.
To the potentially life-threatening disease by... raping her with
well, that's showing
his
okay. I was right in the first place. Fuck off.
Genitalia.
I was right.
while she was passed the fuck out.
Well, that's the only way to rape, really. Man. I mean, haven't you seen kids? Come
something
on.
About that snoring. It's,
shit, it's Casper.
I need to fuck. I need to fuck, and there's no other vagina here except my... It's my mom, but man, I'm fucking
wait,
horny.
That's so funny, because in the movie
AIDS.
Kids, it's totally the other way around.
But it is
I mean?
My mom, and I am fucking horny, but I have AIDS. Ah, fuck it. I'm getting raptured tomorrow anyway. Hey, God, sorry! Oh, could you fucking imagine? The case is believed to be the first of its kind in Manitoba, because, as we all know, Canadians are not HIV positive.
Okay.
Do you know that? Canadians actually immune to the AIDS virus. Crazy. Charges aggravated. Sexual assault and
very
incest.
Very aggravated.
Very aggravated and disappointed sexual
you
assault.
You are grounded, sir.
Yeah, well, you have AIDS. Boom!
That's not cool.
I knew I should have aborted you, you little motherfucker. I should have listened to Merlin when he said my son would be the end of me. Nay, I did not. Can you forgive with me, ma? The sex, yes, it was good.
I just keep picturing Casper and kids.
I keep picturing that Casper. Song. Everyone singing to her. AIDS, AIDS, AIDS. She's what? 50, oh. So... Yeah. She tested negative for HIV following the 09 attack. Police have not released any details about the case, which was uncovered this week. None of the allegations have been proven, and the accused is presumed innocent. But we're gonna just say he did it. If so, he could be the first man in Canada to be convicted of murder by HIV transmission.
Because we've got, you know, a couple...
I don't know.
100,000 of those cases here.
I died the second my HIV positive tip entered my mom. Like a little.
So hang on, didn't the person who has it to begin with die inside first when they found out they had
well,
the virus?
Well, his T cell count died.
So yeah. How can you convict an already dead man of murder?
That's a good fucking question. Do you want to? Can you put someone HIV positive into the jail populace? Like, talk about a secret weapon. Talk about an ace in the hole.
Have you not heard about that all talk the about, time in prison happening?
Talk about an AIDS in the hole. It's midnight. Are we rapturing? Fuck!
Oh, God.
Oh, fuck! No.
Yeah, we're not going anywhere. What are you
we're
thinking,
not.
Dude?
We're not.
Even if it is real, we'll still be
did
here.
Did you say Israel?
Yeah.
What about Gargamel?
Sure.
What about Iran?
I like the cartoon gargoyles. That's cool. So are we going to go report on the rapture, or should we just plow through
it? Do you hear anything?
No.
Let's do that. Let's take a break. We'll go outside. We'll see if anyone's floating away. Can anyone find me Harold Camping's phone number? I have an I told you so to personally deliver.
You need to wait till at least 6 p.m.
That's true. That's true.
I
don't want to give him the preemptive I told you so and then have God come back and be like, oh, did you?
Give him the benefit of the doubt.
I will.
And let him have his time.
I will. You take your time.
And then at 6:01, he shoots himself
in the
head.
It's been how long? Take your time. Your time. In the meantime, just consider that HIV-positive men are raping their passed-out mothers. Thanks, God. Rapture that. We should do a new segment called Rapture or Rupture. This one, what do you think? Rapture or Rupture?
Rupture.
Rupture, absolutely.
Right. And needed stitches.
Yeah.
Too.
Staples.
That rupture. So?
Okay, rapture or rupture?
Rapture.
Salt.
Damn. I was going 50-50 there.
Dr. Brendano says, I think I could be ascending. My pants feel tighter now. I want to hear more versions of your penis raising, being raptured jokes. How pissed would you be if just your dick was raptured? God was like, you have a nice dick. But you are not at all. At all.
I don't think that'd be very nice.
Okay, and before we go check on the rapture, I do want to say, people in Oklahoma, not very smart. Your teenagers, you know what they're doing? It is not the choking game, nay.
No.
It is not huffing their pee and poo and janking, okay. Nay. All right. They are making YouTube videos of themselves spraying their skin with highly flammable body spray, then
lighting it
on fire. Some use the spray to make fireballs and throw it at each other in Street Fighter 2 style Mortal Kombat.
I can't believe they're just now starting to fireball. Do that. Are you kidding me?
LARPers have been doing it for years. These kids took it to a new level. They went to a LARP game and wiped them out with fireballs.
Dude, me and my friends, when I was down in Florida, used to do that all the time.
That's amazing.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun. Use Axe body spray. Works like a charm. It's
Do you feel that?
Hilarious.
Do you feel that?
Yeah, no, not at all.
Oh, it's because you don't have a dick. Boom, ascension.
Oh, I thought it's because ascension. I didn't, you know, have religion.
Kids, don't light yourselves on fire. Throwing fireballs, though, I am kind of down with that.
It's pretty cool.
Street Fighter 2, Ryu, that's my man.
It's pretty cool.
Fucking fireballs. And only if you yell...
Buy me a can of Axe body spray.
Only if
you
yell
Hadouken
when you do it.
Hadouken or Kamehameha. Do that. Yeah.
This is a fad, and it may sweep the nation. If the rapture doesn't get you, your stupid kids will. Okay. I just want to say. Rapture or rupture?
Oh, rupture.
Rupture, absolutely. So...
So,
we'll be back with full rapture coverage.
Alrighty.
All right. Oh wait, do we want some tunes?
I suppose.
Didn't really think about that. Or here, let's listen to the assuredness of this man. This is what
May
started it all.
Second will be judgment. The second day of judgment day.
What day? Hold on.
Yeah.
Harold, what day again?
May 22nd will...
Wait, is that... That's tomorrow, right, Harold?
Wait, no, that's the day after tomorrow.
Don't talk over Harold.
Dude.
It's very rude.
That's Sunday.
That's
22nd?
Rude.
Friday's the 20th.
May 22nd will be judgment. The second day of judgment day. What's going to happen to Family Radio on that... first day, or to the banks, or anybody else.
So, to preface this, a man called in to his radio show and was like, if this doesn't happen, I want you to sign over, will you sign over Family Radio and all the assets? Or no, do you offer refunds? That's what it was. And he's like, I don't know what's gonna happen. It's the rapture. God's gonna be here judging everyone like a fucking dick. God, you dick. Get in my pants, God, because you're a dick.
And you know, that's stupid, okay?
Yeah.
You
know what's
stupid?
The Bible
tells you what happens in the rapture. It tells you that you can't know when it happens, so you're completely backwards.
That's fine. He's
89. You know the date, but you don't know what happens when it's right there in plain text, step by step, what happens?
Right. Goats and trumpets and gay sex.
Right.
No idea. But it's going to be horrible. It's going to be a horror story that we absolutely cannot conceive of. Millions of people will die on that day and every day thereafter. And this kind of conversation of what will we do the next day, that doesn't make... It's nonsense. It's utter nonsense, because it is going to happen. This is what the Bible teaches. We don't. This is not something where... Yeah, there's a tiny, 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 tiny chance it might happen. It is going to happen. May 22nd will be to happen.
Harold, how big is your penis?
This is what the Bible teaches.
Hold on.
We don't.
What?
This is going to be funny.
Yeah, there's a tiny chance it might happen. It is going.
Anyway.
It is going to happen.
Tiny, 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 tiny. What?
He said the 22nd is judgment day, but does that mean...
The rapture.
The 21st is...
Right.
Right. Okay, and then you're brought up to be... Okay.
Right.
Okay, yeah.
Because that's when God looks at what he's got and is like, really? And then he's got to go down and judge and make sure that he actually did get the better half, which I have a feeling all you rapture motherfuckers may be in there now, But when he comes back to judge and sees how much more awesome we are than you and how many less kids we fuck than you, talk about the first, last, and the last first. I'll tell you.
That's what heaven is. He You're takes the, all the douchebags out and
the
leaves
first, and then
the rest.
We're the last, and then we become first.
He leaves.
You didn't think about that, Harry? Us. Harry?
The ones that don't kill each other over religion.
Harry? What were you thinking, Harry?
He gives us paradise.
When?
Maybe.
Thank you, Harold.
Whatever.
Thank you.
All right.
I love you.
Break?
All right. Got to go make sure that Kalispell isn't rising above the sky. Whose mind is going to be blown if we get out there and it fucking is?
I'm going to be so stoked if I walk out there and on the highway right there, I see those white horseman peoples.
Just laying
in like
the
bright
waste.
Gold shiny armor. Like,
okay. Are you ready?
Awesome.
Disappointment on three. Ready? One, two, three. Disappointment!
Because I got to tell you the truth, folks. I got to tell you the truth. When it comes to bullshit, big time, major league bullshit, you have to stand in awe of the all-time champion of false promises and exaggerated claims, religion. Think about it. Religion has actually convinced people that there's an invisible man living in the sky, who watches everything you do, every minute of every day. And the invisible man has a special list of 10 things he does not want you to do. And if you do any of these 10 things, he has a special place full of fire and smoke and burning and torture and anguish, where he will send you to live and suffer and burn and choke and scream and cry forever and ever till the end of time. But he loves you.
And we're back. Welcome. Part two of the jam hole fuck. I just... Wow. A wow.
We have taken...
epic proportions.
This day to do an extra long show for you guys through midnight so we could cover with our media... through our living room, through these cameras, to you.
This may be the
globally,
single most important day in human history.
We are covering...
if not religious history.
The rapture. As it happens. As it unfolds in front of our very eyes. So,
let's
went out on our break.
Let's just real quick start things off with a happy anniversary
to
Noah's flood. Happy 7,000th anniversary.
Sweet, sweet.
So, what is the 7,000th anniversary? Rapture or rupture?
Rapture.
I don't know.
I don't suppose you give them a gift on that day anymore.
So.
Did, but whatever.
Wow. It's something to behold a plan of such magnitude and such careful, pinpoint, precise planning. Please, penis, pop.
Purple. Whatever.
And then just to see it all come together and unfold like that as it did. Like, wow.
Words can't even describe.
Wow.
The visual awesomeness we witnessed from our deck.
Awesome news from UK. Dr. Brandano says the hoe of Babylon has finally turned up in the form of my elderly neighbor. She looks pretty angry that none of the other signs are here as predicted. Well, I think we can shed a little light on that. Did you fingers crossed when you sign God's NDA, right?
What did I sign?
That paper God gave you, the NDA, the non-disclosure.
And what did it say?
It said that, you know, God's about to lay on you some pretty heavy, private, internal shit, and I don't want you, you know, telling the world on a podcast or whatever.
Who actually reads the terms and agreements? Come on. You just click agree. So I didn't read the whole thing.
So what we're talking about, it's...
Did I sign my life away?
in a plan as big as this, you're going to have a lot of variables to control. Sometimes some unforeseen things happen. And what Dr. Brendanos is talking about, the Hoe of Babylon, you know, being alone, wondering where the other signs are.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have the four horsemen, right?
Right.
And they have horses, four of them.
Well, right.
Three of them now, but we'll get to that. Basically, we're going to have to put this on hold.
Why is that?
God, he said that he just, him and Harold, they're not good friends. You know, God said, let there be light. He looked at Harold. Harold was supposed to flip the switch. You know, that was the beginning of many, many
So jabs. Harold's got some timing issues? Is that what you're saying?
So, basically, when I read that prefabricated cop-out note about, you know, how it was through Harold's goodwill, God just wanted us to let everyone know that it wasn't him. It was actually us.
Oh.
See, God's a busy man. He has a lot of shit to do.
So...
And he listens to the jam hole to keep an eye on humans.
So do we have to plan and coordinate this rapture?
He's not happy.
Or some crap?
He's not happy.
I don't want to be the intern for that gig. Is what I'm saying.
Citing specific examples, he wasn't pleased about the guy that was sexually pleasing himself with the vacuum. Mm-hmm. That kind of pissed him off a little bit. He says, you know, I didn't go through all the fucking trouble of making you women so you could get Hummers by vacuums with smiley face stickers on it. So that kind of pissed him off. The whole Austrian guy that kept his kids in the basement and had kids with them wasn't feeling that. The whole United States presidential thing.
Basically, we sat out there, whipped open our netbook, let him get online. He was pretty disappointed.
Yeah, he had a heavy heart. I was like, you know, God, this is your day. This is rapture. Like, what's wrong? He's like, you know, we were on our way, four horsemen, all this. I should have seen it coming. But horseman number three, his horse just stopped. We have three and a half horsemen. He tried to get Charlie Sheen to replace the horse, but no go. I don't know.
Okay. Well,
it's hard to look menacing without your horse, if you're a horseman.
Do it like, what was that, Monty Python and the Holy Grail. There, do that.
Yeah, maybe for a comedy skit.
Just ride behind the other horseman. It's cool.
For the end of the world?
Well, I guess.
I don't know. Caller.
The knights who ride the horses may not be capable of...
They could walk.
...of running on clouds like the horses do.
The four walkmen, that sounds like something Sony would sue over. Yes, caller, you're live on the jam hole. Have you been raptured? Are you in heaven?
I have not been raptured.
Are you a believer?
I'm not very sure, because nothing happened.
Well... Something happened, I'll tell you what.
It's called agnostic.
Timmy, how you doing, Timmy?
Pretty good. How you doing, Matt?
I'm all right, you know. Just got done talking to God about this whole misunderstanding, should we call it? So, real quick. Whoa.
What did God say to you?
What is that?
Let me intro this kid on the phone. This is our friend Timmy. What is that noise, Timmy?
Is he watching the show right now?
I have no idea what this noise is.
Turn the show off, Timmy. Okay. Remember our friend a long time ago? His dad shot him. He had staples. We took pictures, came and talked about it and all that. So, what was, I think, what? Last we heard, your dad went to jail and you were going to get your colostomy bag out, right?
Yeah.
So, are you still peeing in a bag?
That's pooing.
Nah.
Okay. So far so good. Is your dad still in jail?
Nope.
What? What the fuck, Timmy?
Hang on. I think...
What the fuck?
Timmy is the new Jesus Christ. He's taking on all of our sins in his lifetime, because that's kind of what it seems like to me.
Timmy?
That's a lot of hurt.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of the Bible story about Job?
I have.
I kind of think that you are the modern-day Job.
You think I'm the modern-day Job?
I think you're being tested. Do you feel sufficiently tested?
I say punished, but...
Yeah, to a point.
Much like Timmy, Job was the nicest guy I ever knew. And he just... One thing after another.
It just seems like someone up there is, not happy with you for some reason.
Seems like...
Just picked you out of the bunch, like, hey,
Seems to me someone up there made a bet that they could get Timmy to crack. Are you holding firm, Timmy?
I am. I'm not cracking, Matt.
That a boy. I've known you since you were, what, 14, 15?
Yeah, about 14.
We've been through some shit. Tell you what. So, you're at home. Dad's in jail.
I am.
What?
Nope, Dad's California.
But, I mean, last we talked, you went home after that, boy. And your dad was still in jail. Then what happened?
No, my dad was only in jail for, like, a week.
For almost killing your son a week in jail?
Yeah, he was out of jail before I even woke up in the hospital.
That's interesting, because I read about people getting 10 years for sharing pot, so. And you almost died.
Yeah.
You almost died. That kid just got stoned and smiled. How do you get out so early?
Because they, with what my mom and everybody said, it became justified self-defense. Because supposedly I was attacking him.
So what turned... Wow. They spun your dad going crazy and almost killing you into self-defense? That's mind-blowing.
Because he has, like, a brain tumor and stuff like that. What I figured is it would cost him too much money to keep him in jail.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that.
I just don't see how it's considered self-defense if he had the gun and you didn't. And
all I have is car keys.
Yeah, I mean, like, what were you going to do? Like, stab him with the car keys or something?
Clearly,
or?
The Montana or Kalispell CSI did not actually follow the evidence.
He should have just, like, pushed you off of him at most, maybe?
So, he gets out of jail. At this point, you're still at home?
No, I was still in the hospital when he was getting out of jail.
Oh, wow. So, was he at home by the time you got out of the hospital?
Oh, yeah.
How?
I was in the hospital for a couple months.
Did he apologize?
No, actually.
Never once. Wow. How long did you guys live in the house together?
Before or?
After, when he got out and you were out and all that.
Oh, like 4 days, and then he moved to California.
Was that the most...
The most awkward
four days
of your life?
What do you...
It was very...
I'm picturing, like, breakfast, and you come down the stairs like, hey, Mom, oh, hi, Timmy. And
you're both packing
hey,
a
Dad.
Piece.
Yeah, like, pieces on the table, like, I dare you. And then just the conversation. So, how you been? Oh, you know, just got out of the hospital because you shot me in the fuck. I fucking kill you! Like, Dad, pass the Cheerios. Was it just a lot of silence?
I never seen him for, like, 2 years after he, you know, after, like, it happened. I just barely seen him a couple weeks ago.
Did he talk to you or anything?
Yeah, he said a couple things. He took me to town once, but...
Hmm. So then what happened?
And then he moved to California, like, up and left.
So what's the situation with it currently?
Well, with us, I don't think there is anything. Like, there's no us.
There's you and there's him and there's a bunch of scars and...
Are you having more repercussions from that than he is?
What do you mean?
Like...
He shot you.
He's scot-free, living, you know, regular, normal life. are you having, you know, like, are you still charged with anything? Because they're saying you attacked him, or, like, how's all that?
Well, see, I got in a bunch of trouble on the eastern side of Montana, and because of me getting, you know, fucking, because of what happened with us, and it being justified, it makes me look bad. So it just kind of made my trouble that much worse.
So, on record, you kind of went from being the victim who got shot and almost died to being the criminal.
The attacker.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's on your record.
Oh, yeah.
So then you got into some trouble with, what was it, trespassing about the car?
Yeah, they gave me burglary.
What happened?
Well, I was with this one chick, and then, I don't know, we like broke up, and her brother tried to run me over, and he, you know, he ran me over, and I went through his windshield, and they gave me a burglary for being inside of his car without his permission.
And this is the Eastern Montana justice system?
This is Sidney, Montana, Richmond County.
I can just see that, like, you know, he hits you, you fly through the windshield, he sees you bloody, laying on the hood and inside the car. He's like, I didn't tell you could fucking be in my car.
Over the line.
What the hell?
Over the line.
I hit you with my car. You're supposed to go the other direction. Why were you standing like that?
If you don't leave in 2 seconds, I'm calling the cops.
Get your blood off of my dash, please.
How?
That's pretty much how it happened, too.
How fast was he going? Like, was he hauling ass or what?
I don't know. I was on, like, a sidewalk, and he hopped up there. He must have been going at least 25, 30. I mean, I went through his windshield, landed in the back seat.
That's what I want to clarify. When you say you were in his car, like, he hit you, and the force of that, you went through his windshield and ended up in his car.
Well, the funny thing is, I just watched Mansers the night prior to it, and they said if you ever get like, run over, go, you know, jump through the windshield.
That's right. Roll.
So when I looked back and seen him come at me, I just jumped for the windshield.
Probably the safest way.
You forgot to tuck and roll and just kind of went right through it like fucking Superman.
Yeah, it didn't work. I'm not Superman.
So does nobody there understand, like, a crime scene reconstruction? Because obviously you would be able to tell what happened. Obviously this car hit the kid and all that. Like, why are we charging?
That's vehicular manslaughter. What
no,
the hell?
That's burglary.
And I'm on a bike path.
Yeah, like, nobody asked how the fuck he got up there to hit you in the first place. I don't get it.
No, they gave me an assault charge because I hit him back.
Huh.
And he was, like, the victim.
They saw your record. They're like, shit, man, that's Timmy. That's the kid that fucked his dad up. His dad tried to kill him, and he couldn't because he's possessed by the devil. So you got on probation because of that, or what?
Well, I got locked up for a while over that.
Because of that?
And then, yeah, I just got out like 6 weeks ago now.
So, shot in the hospital, then out, everything's fine, except now dad's out, and so I go to Eastern Montana, get hit by a car, and charged with burglary. Wow. You're being
burglary
tested.
And aggravated assault.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah, seriously, tested.
Did his
hardcore.
Did his car get charged?
No, I have to pay for his car, actually.
What?
Yeah, it's my restitution.
Either you have the worst lawyer ever, or someone has it out for you. You want to talk about? You want to talk about your mom?
Sure. Where do you want to start?
Well, she's had a little hand in some of this, perhaps. Start with what she was doing with the restraining order stuff.
Okay. Well, just recently, my PO called me and told me to come in and talk to him. So I said, okay. I'll go talk to him. Well, he told me, tell me when you talk to the cops. So I told him when I talked to him. And he was like, you're leaving something out. And I'm like, okay. So he told me, you know, tell him again. So I told him again. Then he told me he'll give me 3 days to think about it, and he arrested me. Well, my second day in jail, I got a whole bunch of paperwork, and my mom's name was on every piece of paper. She told her friends to go forward and press charges on me, saying that I assaulted them and threatened them.
Completely making all of this up.
Yeah, it said that I was up in Dane, you know, fighting with this one dude. I'm like, wow.
And then they look at the record, you're the man that went crazy and made your dad shoot him. That's so fucked.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive for being half, you know, like fucking half crippled, you know?
Back from the dead and raising hell, dude. They're going to write a Grindhouse movie about you.
No, shit, I could write a book or something.
And I've probably said this before, but like when we met and we were hanging out, like you are the nicest fucking kid. Like don't, it's not like this is one side of the story that he's, you know, deep down inside he's like fucking with all these people. Like this kid is fucking, he's a nice kid. You just, that sucks, dude. And the people that are supposed to have your back are like making it worse.
Mm-hmm. Like my own family, you know?
Yeah, why is your mom doing that? Like, is she just, do people come up to her and they're like, oh, you poor thing. Like, does she feed on that or what?
I've been fucked over by family, so I'll just leave it at that. Cause, like, we made up in the end.
I told her that she's just out for like attention, you know?
Is that the right attention, though? Like, you're destroying your son's life. You're doing that.
Yeah, negative attention is not good. And, you know, and that's what people see is, oh, look at her. You know? Like,
that's fucked.
Just a bunch of bullshit.
So that, in turn, compounds up and builds up and puts you in the position you're at now. What happened now?
Well, now that I got out of jail, I got out of jail last Saturday.
When you were in there, PO, you were thinking about what the PO wanted.
Yeah, and I didn't know until like my last day in jail, and I got all this paperwork, and I'm like, wow, this is fucked up. Well, then, while I was in jail, my PO came over to the house that I'm at right now, and
right.
He went through looking for violations. He didn't find any violations, but I can't be here because, you know, I'm dangerous or something. He don't want me this close to, like, my mom or my grandma.
You,
and, like, the other people that have the restraining order around me lives down here, too. So,
which is crazy, because if everyone was doing their job, like, this never would have happened, but...
Yeah, no shit, huh?
I don't know, man.
No.
When you were telling me about it earlier, it just reminds me of the worst frame job ever. Like, The Net with Sandra Bullock, where, like, the government's just completely fucking with her shit. Except it's your mom. If I would have known that, I would have wrecked your vagina so much worse on the way out if I would have known that. I would have fingernails dug in. That's so...
Just wouldn't have came out.
That's terrible. And you're not even 21 yet. Like, all of this...
Nah.
Fuck.
Got a hell of a life. I just turned 20, like, back in January.
I would have told the PO, you know, I was really thinking about it, but then I got served with all these papers, and so I was thinking about that. Sorry.
Having a colostomy bag before you're 21... really gets your goat a little.
And not even that. I mean, that happens.
18 with fucking gunshot holes. And
you're not even a veteran, man.
That's what I was going to say. Like, that shit happens to people when they get fucking cancer. Like, this is your parents. They're supposed to be
there. If you would have got
that
overseas, you could be making bank right now.
I just wanted car keys.
He wanted you dead, apparently.
Yeah.
Which,
I died like 13 times.
I'm blown away that they didn't investigate and see no sign of a struggle that you were trying to hurt him or anything like that. Like, that's so crazy.
I know, because he was all half crippled and stuff. And, you know, I was pretty big when I got capped on, as you put it. You know, if I would have hit him like you said I did, you know, I would have hurt him pretty bad.
And he would have had marks and all that. Not to mention, having your mom there being like, it was Timmy, he went crazy, I saw the devil in him.
Those are blanks, right?
So fucked. So, tell us the situation you're in now, because of all of this,
Job. Well, now, okay.
the rapture. Ready?
Yeah, here we go. He gave me till Monday to find a place to live now.
Because your current residence is not safe.
No good.
Well, if you hang out long enough, there's going to be empty houses. So,
yeah.
there's going to be...
2 days.
Right, you know, the rapture thing, all those believers, they should be gone, so you should be able to find a place.
I was outside, I didn't see any neighbors flowing up.
Well, you got to wait, you know, give it the day.
Just bring it up to your PO.
The radio, they said September 21st is the day.
You should totally bring it up to your PO and be like, you know, that long-lost grandma that was rich I was telling you about? She got raptured, gave me all her shit. Pretty sweet. So, basically, because of your parents, you have to find a place to stay or go back to jail.
Yeah, he told me he might put in a letter of to revoke my sentence, which means I'd be shipped back to Richland County and put in front of the judge again, and they would send me to prison or something.
Do you talk to your PO?
Yeah, I try to keep a good relationship with him so shit like this don't happen.
Well, I'm just saying, if any amount of talking between you and him, he should clearly see that you're a decent kid, you know?
And not out of your mind.
Yeah. Okay, my dad's nuts, but I'm not there yet, so.
Yeah, I mean, give me time, but it's not happening now.
Let me drink first, legally. Fuck. That's crazy, man. That sucks.
I can't even talk to him. He brings up, oh, you're going to tell me that you can't, remember this because of your incident. And, just kind of, I don't know, he's an ass to me, you know.
You know, I would almost vote for going back to prison just for the simple fact that no one out here is going to set you up in there. Really. They can't fuck with you anymore and whatever. Just got to stay away from the inmates.
No, you're already in there. Yeah, you're already caught.
Well, I mean, no rent.
Until,
you know?
Although, I would never put it past his mom because I've met her and she is fucking crazy.
She hires somebody that's in there to do some shit.
She trades conjugal visits.
Ah.
And then. Huh? All right.
All right.
I don't know, man. Your job, you're being tested. You have the worst luck ever. And it's...
I got good karma, though.
It's undeserved.
Yeah, I hope you're going to, win the lottery or something when your luck turns around. I don't know. Something awesome.
You know, if I win the lottery right now, I'm going to get violated because I'm not even supposed to gamble.
Timmy, if you win the lottery right now, I will come over.
Okay, you're just going to,
for you.
Matt Lee, if I win, I will call you, and you can cash it in for me.
That's right.
You know, but I get half, man.
That's right. I'll just be just like the African banker scam. I want 20%. You give me the money first.
Because of all the bad shit that's happened, something so awesome has got to happen to you. It's going to be like you're walking, and you trip on something, look down, and it's just this huge, 100-pound block of solid gold. You know?
In the shape of tits.
There you go.
Yeah, that wouldn't upset me at all.
Fuck no. At least you wouldn't be gambling. You just turn it in.
And I'll tell you what.
Hey, look at that. They'd probably be like, you're Mexican. You're going to jail. You fucking jacked this.
I was
going
to say, have you played the race card yet? Next time the PO's like, you're dangerous or this
because
and that,
I'd
be like, yeah, you don't like me because I'm Mexican.
Because I'm Mexican Sicilian, ain't it?
Motherfuckers. It's not my fault.
Yeah, it is. Truth. You're Mexican. It's your fault.
Well, so, and you're here, right? You're in Kalispell in the valley here?
Yeah, I'm in Summers right now.
So, we basically just want to throw this out into the ether, into the rapturous ether. If you see that your neighbor's ascended and there's a available house, possibly a job, there you go. Email info@thejamhole.com. I bet Timmy will be way better off than they were. He'll appreciate it.
Yeah.
What do these guys appreciate?
What do you know? Well, by 6 o'clock tomorrow, or today, I mean, Timmy could be gone.
Shit, we could be gone.
He's probably the best candidate out of all of us. So,
you know, I told God I was atheist, but it's only a matter of time before he looks up my records and sees I was baptized, confirmed, and ate his dead
but
son's
body. But
didn't
live the life, sorry.
Hey,
so.
I did apologize, though. I swear.
Hey, I go to church every Sunday, man.
I know, and look at the fucking good it's doing you. Shit, dude. Unbelievable. God, you know, I expect more out of a being I worship. A little more, you know? Everything today. It's like we'd lost our motivation.
But you know, Job, after everything gets taken from him, he gets everything back.
That's true. That is true. And I hear if a prince kisses a frog, he gets high.
The princess turns into a frog.
Hypnotoad.
And they hang out in the bayous. Yeah.
So, what's that fucking sucks, dude. And I would like to get you actually in here, like, so we can talk more about it. But you...
Oh, it's been a while.
Time's ticking, which is why I wanted you to call in and kind of mention it. We have some local listeners, and if you're able... If you have an extra room or something, Timmy needs.
I'm not a bad guy.
No, and I vouch for you, definitely, Matt from the Jam Hole. I will vouch for you. Don't fuck me, Timmy.
Just don't do a background check.
That's right.
You ain't my fucking type, man.
Thank you. But yeah, like I mean, all you need is a place to stay, so you don't go back to jail, so you have a chance to get a job. And
I'll pay.
Turn 21, for fuck's sake. Can I just make it to my 21st fucking birthday without getting another fucking bullshit jail sentence because of my mom? Thank you.
I turned 20 in jail. I had Christmas in jail. I don't want to do it again this year.
You know, Timmy, I really want to call your mom with you on the line and just be like, what
this
the
reminds me
fuck?
Of an Eminem skit for some reason.
What the fuck? This is your son. What the fuck? She was there. She knows that that's not how it went down. What the fuck?
Some people just hate their children.
How do you live with that?
That's how it is.
But she's not like that. Mexicans are supposed to love their family. Not fuck them.
Some of them don't.
Well, what the fuck?
I don't know, dude. I don't know.
I'm only a part, little tiny part Mexican. I love my family.
It's the Italian that has the heart for you.
Allows me to both love my family and put them to work for me.
That's right.
That's right. The mafia.
Everybody's happy.
So, well, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure we could find you a place to stay in, like, New York or California or Wisconsin. I don't know. How strong are
maybe Arizona too,
our local? Huh? Yeah, you could go stay with Holly. Fuck. I don't know, but yeah, we'll put it out there. If you got a spare room, man, Timmy needs help. Let us know. So, I hope things turn around. I really do.
Me too.
And if I had it my way, if I was God, I would have raptured you.
Oh, no, you can't leave me down here. Look what they're putting me through.
I would have raptured you, and then I would have raptured your dad just to see the look on his face when he got to heaven and saw you and then saw us just kick him in the nuts back to hell. Back to hell where you go.
Negro, please.
All right, man. Well, I hope you find a place, and if anyone lets me know, I will pass the message on. And check Craigslist.
Craigslist.
You know, it may be uncomfortable for a little bit, but if you gotta suck a cock to get a room, you gotta suck a cock to get a room. I'm just saying.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Who hasn't sucked a cock there? To get a fucking room on Craigslist? I mean, come on. There's a reason 1 in 3 have herpes. I'm just saying. Suck a cock.
Oh.
Ass, gas, or grass. I don't see a field. Up. All right, well, yeah, we'll try and get you here and on the show next week when we're not completely beating the dead rapture horse to death more.
Man, yeah, sounds good.
All right, man. Well, good luck, Timmy.
All right, later, all right, man.
Peace.
Did we stop the rapture? Did you beat
the
proverbial horse to death?
I think showing God what he's actually doing to our new modern day Job, I think that gave him pause. It's like, man, I am a dick. He is a nice kid. Isn't that the fucking worst?
Yeah, that does suck.
Your
dude.
Parents. Like, I didn't ask to be born. You brought me into this world. And in the fine print, it says you will take care of me and give me money when I need it and all that shit until I'm 28 or 30.
Or until you die.
If I move you to Montana, then that's extended till you're 35. Thank you, Matt.
He's like, got to have something huge happen so good for him. It's going to be so awesome. Because he's due. He's due for some fucking luck. So I want to stay on his good side, because when that luck happens, I hope he shares some.
And yeah, and seriously, like, if you're thinking, like, no, he had to have done something, like, for real, that's the shit that happens. Unbelievable.
It's just our world.
And, like, for real, if you can't trust your parents, like, that's gotta be the worst disadvantage, especially at that age.
Yeah.
Like, you're not even 21 yet, and your parents are already kicking you while you're down. Kicking your colostomy bag all over this place.
Oh, God. Could you imagine? You know, I had a colonoscopy done before I was even 22, I think. But having a colostomy bag before you're even 21? Seriously?
Is that weird that I want to call his mom? I want to put her on blast so bad just to, like, show her what she's doing. Because I think she's in her own little cut-off private bubble, you know, with the people that will
she's
give her the sympathy.
She's justified it all in her head.
She's rationalized it, and the people she's put around her have justified her rationale. And I don't think she sees what she's doing to him.
How can she...
That's so fucked. So fucked.
I don't know, maybe like she's crazy.
And like I say, he's 20. He's not even 21 yet. I met him when he was like 14, 15. And like, they were a good family. Like, his mom was so nice. Like, the typical Mexican family. Like, come over, we'll have burritos and tacos and all that. Like, you know, real come over and hang out and be with the family.
I had Mexican neighbors, trust me. They always try to feed me huge slices of cake for the kids' birthdays. Yeah. And I didn't want it. But if you didn't accept it, it was like a bad thing. So you had to take it anyway. Yeah. Here to eat. Blah, blah.
And to just go from that to this, like, wow.
Well,
I don't know.
Hopefully, that awesome stroke of luck comes around soon.
And then the CDC comes out and says, watch your back, zombies is coming.
Maybe he is a zombie.
That could give a whole new level of relevance to my new album. Just saying.
Do you think maybe our friend is a zombie?
God?
No.
Which friend?
Timmy.
I think he did die, but I think they brought him back, like, legitimately. Not like, I'll give you my firstborn if you let me, you know.
You don't know. You don't know what happened while he was unconscious making deals with the devil and shit.
I don't know.
Or whoever. The doctor.
Give
me that virus over there that reanimates me so I can continue. Please?
Is it too much to ask for a certain level of professionalism and respect and common courtesy from your God?
Yes.
You created me, I worship you. Mutual.
It is too much to ask. Just saying.
Are you not having sex at home? Because you have fucked me 10 times this week. I'm counting. Unbelievable. And if I was an alien, I would be here. All right, back to the rapture.
So?
It happened. We were out there.
Okay.
We asked God for a extension, perhaps? Not ready yet.
Like a mulligan?
I'm like halfway through with this album, God. And God was surprised. God was like, you know, this rapture was supposed to happen on Y2K. I thought that would just be the greatest, you know what, my son... He was still learning, but I saw potential. I was like, you know what? I'm going to pass this off to you. And you know what he did?
What happened?
You know what he didn't do? I'll tell you what he didn't do. A fucking rapture is what he didn't do. Tell you what, you want something done right, you do it your fucking self.
You can't give responsibility sandal-wearing, tree-hugging, hippie-looking guys.
Rapture or rupture?
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. That was a rupture. So, here we are.
Did so you just asked for, you know, some
did
more time.
Myself.
Say, let me tie up my loose ends. You can come back.
He's like, you know, I heard your earlier stuff. I like it. God, huge hip-hop head. Underground, mostly.
Totally loves religion-bashing hip-hop.
He's like, rhymes in the rain. Like, I felt that. Like, that made me move. You're right. People have turned my idea into complete bullshit.
It made him move, so did that cause, like, the tsunamis and shit, do you
yeah,
think?
Yeah, well, I think a little bit, maybe, a little bit.
Made him cry a little bit, so it caused the huge...
So, you gotta be careful.
Is that your fault?
You gotta be careful. You know, if you were God with that power, you wouldn't be near the planet you made either. You'd be like, fuck, man, it's so fragile. I'm gonna break it. I've had, like, 4 supernovas already this week.
You need to give us adamantium skeletons.
All right.
All I gotta say.
So hypothetically, rapture, May 21st, 2011.
Mm-hmm.
7 things I will not be doing tonight if tomorrow is doomsday.
Okay.
Cleaning the kitchen. Fuck it!
All right.
Folding the laundry. Fuck it! I hear you can't bring your clothes. Fuck it! Number 3, dieting. Fuck it! In heaven, I'll just be like, you know, I want to be perfect today. Oh, wait, I'm in heaven. Already perfect. Boom. Number 4, abstaining from sex or alcohol. Fuck it. Number 5, worrying about my child's sleep schedule. Fuck it. You will stay up all night. I don't give a fuck. Here's the Nightmare on Elm Street children. Here's the fucking Friday the 13th. Enjoy.
And here's a handful of pixie sticks.
Enjoy.
Yay.
Number 6, abstaining from gambling. Fuck it! Taking all that money.
Alright.
Closing my accounts. Number 7, listening to or reading judgmental parenting advice from ... anyone. Especially you, God.
Don't waste your time on anything.
If we've learned one thing from watching the human experiment unfold... It's don't be so fucking judgmental. You're such a dick. Why are you judging?
Because
is your name Judy?
What people do.
Is your name Wapner?
No. Not at all.
Are you black? Is your name Clarence? Then stop judging.
So.
Is your last name Dread? Then stop judging! So. What won't you be doing tonight? I would say having sex normally.
Tonight, as in Saturday, the 21st?
I'm going to go to the bucket list. Rape.
If it really were, and I did know in my heart of hearts that it were the end of times, I probably wouldn't go to work. I'll tell you that much.
So, before we get out of here, I just want to wrap this up with a little bow, bring it all together. All
right.
What is the man himself doing on this day? The man that predicted the rapture. The man that cracked the fucking Da Vinci Code of the Bible. What's he doing?
Hanging out.
How do you prepare?
He's hanging out.
And honestly, if I was him, I'd be a little nervous. Do you want to be the human, the one human out of 7 how many billion? That has to tell God, oh, and God's like, so, who told everyone? Everyone kind of backs away. It was Harold. Like, I don't want to be that fucking guy.
Right.
Shit. It's like, do you know how vague I made the fucking Bible? I made that Bible more vague than Montana's medical marijuana law. Boo-boo!
Oh.
And you know what? It's about to get repealed. That's right. The 1-2.
Well... I know
I said,
I'm guessing what he's doing right now. He's probably got his little oxygen
counting his money
tube thing on his face, sleeping because they go to bed at 6 o'clock anyway.
Two predictions: pooping his pants or counting his money.
He doesn't poop his pants because he's got enough money by now to have automatic people come in and take care of that.
An automatic poop hole,
or just a colostomy bag.
Sure, sure,
whatever. So he's probably just sleeping like an old man.
Not the most stylish, but very functional.
Yeah. Think about it. Never have to take, you know, long poop breaks.
I would be thinking about how to spin my next prediction. The most efficient way. What is the most efficient way to move the proverbial goalpost? 2012 already taken? 2013. 13's right. Unlucky.
Friday the 13th on
20,
2013.
Yeah. Which month? May. Well,
so,
he says that he is sure an earthquake will shake the earth May 21st, okay, which will sweep true believers to heaven and leave the rest of us behind to have the biggest party ever, or to be engulfed in the world's destruction over a few months.
Over a few months? What part of the fucking Bible did you read?
Hold on. So is it over a few months, or is it now, or is it... You're an idiot.
What are you... I don't even like you. I don't even care anymore. That's bullcrap.
South Park's image of the Pope, what they always show as the Pope, like, poop. That's this guy. The Crypt Keeper.
Dude, like, how are you gonna say, like, destruction over the next few months when it says fucking the rise of Satan over years? Okay.
Herald camping.
Uh-huh.
And in this corner, the Pope arguing about, oh my god, dude, on pay-per-view? Oh. who hosts it? Who do we get to host it? Mario Lopez. Huh? And Woody Harrelson. Assless chaps.
Woody Harrelson. Yes. Huh? Yes.
And then we write in a little bit about Mario smacking it. Yeah?
And the awesome, like, auctioneer commentary by Tim Minchin.
Oh, dude.
And then it's going to be, it's going to, that'd be so awesome.
Oh, we need a diaper break. Hold on. Right. I think they're both taking their naps. Oxygen tanks everywhere. So awesome. Well.
Want to wrap this up?
I think so. Just some quick stats. Family Radio, that's their organization.
Uh-huh.
66 U.S. stations and broadcasts more than 30 languages. And I'm sure if you do some math, you get 666 in there somewhere.
Probably.
Throughout, his supporters have posted about 2,200 billboards around the U.S., just specifically about the coming apocalypse.
Money well wasted.
I know. You know who made out like a bandit throughout this whole ordeal?
Hmm.
Twitter and the billboard companies.
Oh, yeah.
You're an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, I didn't know this. He used to be a civil engineer who once ran his own construction business. He's like, you know what? Instead of building shit, I'm gonna exploit their ignorance and start a church. Boom.
That works.
What do you listen to on the construction site? Family Radio, nigga.
I'm going to use my construction company to build my church. And, and then quit. And now my business is tax-free.
That's what I was thinking. There's more than one reason.
Probably
Fresh
owed
Life.
Taxes on his old company. So he went to the tax-free company.
I wonder why Fresh Life started a radio station, huh? Think about it.
Well,
he says, here's what he's going to do. He plans to spend May 21st with his wife in Alameda, Northern California. And they're just going to kick back, drop a couple cold ones, little body and blood of Christ maybe. And they're going to watch the doomsday unfold. Or not. Or completely not.
Because
he says, this is awesome, quote, I'll probably try to be very near a TV or a radio or something, because I don't hear too well. Huh? Huh? The rapture? I'll be interested in what's happening on the other side of the world as this begins. Does he know how time zones work?
Probably not.
Okay. Like his last prediction, his doomsday date is based on his reading of the Bible and a timeline dating back to ancient events, including the biblical flood. Happy 7,000th anniversary. And there you have it. What started with a little hype, a little news here and there, we talked about, poked a little fun.
Mm-hmm.
Full-blown media apocalypse. There you go. Media apocalypse. It's one word. Media apocalypse.
Well, we'll have to recap on Monday's show just so we can give it the time it needs.
Of course. Just a little, like, wrap it up. Like, so here's right. the stats. This many people went to heaven. This many people left. This and that.
I bet you there's going to be a good few news stories about people just going ape shit.
And Harold, do the right thing. Eat your crow. And then kill yourself. Just saying.
Sweet, sweet.
Give us your radio station. Previously, he predicted the world would end in 94. That was a false alarm. Here's all
his
math.
And I'm
going
to predict that this one is a false alarm, too. And I'll be right, so next time I predict something, a bunch of people will follow me, and I'll get lots of money for it.
Well, 6 p.m., look it up. I love that, because he knew. He's like, everyone's going to wait till midnight and then call bullshit. You know what? I'm going to make them wait that whole next half a day. 6 p.m. You know what? 8 p.m. Actually, hold on. Oh, just got a text from God. He says 11:30, midnight at the latest.
Well, if it does happen at 6, it's going to suck, because I will be at work.
And I'll tell you what, if it actually does happen, we'll be live covering it. Just for you.
I'll be at work, though. And you're going to, like, run there with cameras?
What are you looking for? Well, at 6 p.m., look for an earthquake. An earthquake such as has never been in the history of the Earth. Who will be raptured? About 200 million fucking people, which is only 3% of the world's population. Man. So... friends gone, still traffic jams in L.A., no problem. And then the rest of us, of course, will wait till October 21st, say happy birthday to Matt, and watch as God blows up the universe with his lightning bolt coming from his big weird hand thing. That's a cool picture.
Okay.
Here it is in the chat if you want to look at the rest of these. Check it. I'll put it in the show notes. And there you go. Was that adequate?
I believe so.
Did we do the rapture justice?
I feel we butchered it a little, but it's all right.
Amazing. Amazing. Judgment Day. Amazing. What do we do?
We stand and be judged.
Can we lash him once? If he's wrong, he has till 6, so I'll give him till midnight just for whatever. Once for each sign that he put up.
I'm not going to lash an old crippled dying man.
Two?
He's on his way out anyway. Just let him go.
That's true. He may be in.
Just let him go.
He may go by the time this is all done. But, hey, gave us something fun to talk about and make fun of, so.
Yeah.
There you go. Harold Camping, you got a whole jam hole ep almost to yourself. So, thank you, Dana.
Thank you.
It's been a slice.
It has.
Email info at thejaml.com, thejaml.com, of course. God has heard the prayers and seen the repentance. Thank you. And please, for real, like seriously, if you know someone or you have room for Timmy, let us know. Like seriously, it's important. I don't want him to go to jail.
Again.
Timmy's done too much jail time as is, and I worry that if he does any more, he'll pass that point of no return, and then we're going to lose him.
That's called AIDS.
And I don't want to lose him.
So.
I don't want him to have AIDS. So. All right, well, we'll see you guys on Monday, almost to episode 500. Please, facebook.com/thejamhole podcast. Invite your friends. Let's get 500 likes. We got the group. And, yeah, we'll see you then. Peace out.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.